I'm Axel.
I'm John.
I'm Dr. K with your new episode of the new year.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
All right. Dr. K kind of messed up that intro, but I think we leave it.
Yeah, it was fine.
Because I like it.
Welcome, awesome. Dr. K.
Thanks, guys.
He's already like shit.
You shouldn't have said anything. Or nobody would have known.
Oh, I would have known.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, I'm going to be like, God damn it, Dr. K.
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's okay. He got his fuck up out of the way, so now he can actually be normal.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Welcome, Dr. K. It's good to have you back. You're in from Oklahoma.
Yep, thanks, guys. It's been a while.
I know. We haven't seen him in person in like so long. It's weird. His beard now.
Oh, he does. Yeah, the funky sideburns are gone.
Yeah.
It's down his belly button.
They'll be back once it warms up in Oklahoma.
It's fucking crazy, actually. Like, why do you make it that long? Like, after half
so I don't have to wear a shirt, man. Obviously.
Wow, I love that answer, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Wow. I'm impressed.
So, while we were gone, while we were away from the bakery and you, the fans, a lot of stuff has happened, such as the holidays. So,
What gifts did you get this year? I got shafted as usual, basically. I got a ratchet set. Like, seriously, like, I can't even, for money, like, if you paid me, I could not find a thing I would use a ratchet set on in my house.
You're talking about shitty gifts? I got Scrabble one year. I don't know how to spell word shit. I'm an artist. I don't want
that's
Scrabble.
That's why they gave it to you.
Yeah, that's why they gave it obviously. To you, and it's a fun game. Fucking a ratchet set, like you can't even use it if you try. Like the whole point, like unless I go out to my car, like there's nothing in the household that you would ever need a ratchet. So it's like the gift of needing something in 20 years. You know what I mean? Like maybe in 20 years, maybe I'll use it, maybe once. But fuck that, I'm returning it to Lowe's.
Maybe they just saw that you had a shitty car.
But ooh. Even then, what do they think? I'm gonna fix it. Like you know, like I'm not gonna do shit to my car. So just all around, I was kind of irked at that. But I got a jacket, so makes up for it.
I got the MRE over there, meal ready to
oh,
eat.
Oh, yeah, he's really into that.
Chili with beans.
Chili with beans, oh, yeah.
He's like, why are you so into that? Cause just in case? Because, no, he's like, showed it me 4 times. Like, he's really
I'm excited for you. It's a unique gift. How many people listening right now got MREs for Christmas? Anybody?
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I haven't got. Are you ever going to eat it though? That's the
no,
real thing.
No, I won't.
Ever.
It'll sit there as a just a monument to what the fact about? That the apocalypse.
Thank
might
you,
happen.
Maestro. Maybe zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
That shit's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true. That's saying. A big maybe.
Yeah. Never. Like, do you know when it expires? At least that's my last question.
They don't.
No.
Basically,
I might buy myself another chili and beans just to say I've had the chili and beans from the MRE.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've sampled a lot of other chilies, so.
Yeah, no, let's not get into it.
It's going to be terrible, I promise.
Chili. 2,000 calories.
Yeah, it is 2,000 calories. It's good. So, aside from that, while we were gone, what happened was the new year, which has passed, so it's 2012. Technically
oh,
not
I see
now,
what you're
but
saying.
You got, are
you,
got, are
you,
like,
you should
really
have warned me, because I was like, wait a minute, it's actually tonight it's when that's happening, but you're right, through the power of technology, it is already. Ooh! No one remembered this. Oh!
Just you, Axel. So. Axel, you were the only one that did not remember that.
I hate you guys. What a record with you guys.
So, Happy New Year. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus.
Wait, Happy New Year if you're all still alive.
Yeah, that's what? True. But the real apocalypse.
That's true on every
you don't know. Yes, I say it every time, Maestro, but still. Supposedly, something could happen, you know, at the stroke of midnight 2012. You don't know. Don't know what. Can you say for certain that something's not going to happen? Can you say for certain, scientist?
No, you're right.
That's
you're
right. Thank you. I'll rubber my rightness.
We don't like to say anything for certain.
So, also what happened around the world, as a matter of fact, is we got some new real estate on our planet.
Oh, fantastic.
An what? Island has developed.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks to underwater volcanic activity, an island surfaced. A new island surfaced.
Breached
let me see.
The,
where
like,
is it?
Sea.
It's in the Zubair group of islands off the in the Red Sea, and uh-huh. It happened on December 23rd.
Wow, they know when it
that's
happened.
Awesome.
Yeah, NASA. I was gonna say NASA.
NASA.
Yeah. NASA spotted the white steam plume from the island. At, you know, when it's lava,
yeah.
Breaking the surface of the water, and then they tracked it and realized that it was a brand new island.
Wow. Is there a name for the island?
Ah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
No, they didn't name it.
I bet you there's going to be a contest to name it.
It's got
to
be.
All right, Dubious
Island.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Exactly what I was thinking.
Somebody own it?
I'm sure whatever country claims territory to the previous islands around it. Probably
I
want to
own that island because it has the potential to get bigger. You know, all the other islands, they feel like they're just done. Mm. You know what I mean? This island's going to get bigger. Like, it's like doubling your investment, like, over time. Like, it totally will. Like,
you see potential, huh?
Yeah, I do. Like, I'll pass it down to my family, and after a while, it's like, you owe North America, like, after, like, hundreds of years and shit. Like,
so, minus perfect. One for overpopulation, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Maybe I can live there by myself when it gets overpopulated.
So, also while we were gone, I don't know if you knew about this, but we all know who Day 9 is, the popular StarCraft 2 commentator.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
He made the Forbes top 30 under 30 list.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean exactly for people who don't know?
So Forbes is a magazine for and around rich people and rich hobbies and whatnot.
Exactly.
And they respect people that earn well and yada yada. Day 9, a popular StarCraft commentator, he made the list. And what that means is...
He makes a lot of money, Day 9?
Maybe not even that. Maybe just respect.
Because
he is well known.
He just gets respect.
He's a big name.
I mean, he does. Like, I know who he is.
But he has the potential to have a lot of income. He may not.
I don't know how you could not somehow. I don't know how you would spin his fame into income, but how could you not? Like,
sponsors and.
Just wear like a Jim Beam shirt or something, you know, and just get money somehow. Like,
and he's making money off his name right now. Because, you know, he sells shirts and.
Probably just advertising on his website.
License plate frames and all this other shit. No, but so he made the Forbes 30 Under 30, which is awesome. And Jonah Hill did as well. And
the fat guy from Superbad and all those. Okay.
Yeah. And
really?
So did Community's Donald Glover.
Oh, good. I love Donald Glover.
He's Troy from Community.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For a second, I just couldn't picture him for a second. Yeah, I love him, actually. He's the best.
He's fun. Yep.
Yeah, he makes me laugh the most in Community.
He's been in some other fantastic movies as well.
What is it?
Really?
Did you look him up?
Are you talking about that Netflix movie where he's like the private investigator with his friends?
Yes, yes, and they're like kids are like 18, but they're still acting like they're 10 years old and being like spies. I have seen it; it's hilarious.
Is it really?
I'm brain farting on the name. I didn't want to say anything because I can't remember.
It's like some stupid. It's like Sergeant Force.
It was hilarious.
I saw it on Netflix too, and I was like, next,
no,
pass.
And I know he's in it too.
Yeah,
really.
Donald Glover's awesome.
I should go back and give it another try.
It's a good one.
All right, lucky duck.
So, yeah, that's kind of all the stuff that happened while we were gone. I'm sure there's more, but it's just not that
that's
interesting. It's
all the important stuff that happened.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly. Now, while we're on the subject of Day 9, I know for a fact that he's pulled all his domains away from GoDaddy because of this whole SOPA thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not familiar with what SOPA is, I'm told Dr. K knows quite a deal about it.
Yeah, I want to know the official thing.
We're not
like,
quite
whenever I go to Pirate Bay, there's like a video that plays automatically about SOPA. Like, I know Pirate Bay is very anti.
And that's all. Well, just trying to... That's all Dubious Axel knows about SOPA is what Pirate Bay tells him.
I mean,
I'm a product of
not that I'm any
Pirate Bay,
really.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, SOPA just stands for the Stop Online Piracy Act. It's basically a way for like the government to blacklist domain names and stuff, so if there's anything, any sort of copyright infringement whatsoever, so you couldn't even use a picture from that someone else made unless you got the rights to it, basically. It basically highly regulate the internet and make it difficult for a lot of websites just to function in general. And there were a lot of websites that were supporting it. GoDaddy was, for example. That's why Day 9 pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of other big names, but everybody's pulling their backing to it because the whole entire internet community is just in an uproar
It's just like censoring the internet, basically.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yep.
No way.
So.
And I know Sony was... going to support it and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and then their
they
community, their online community of gamers and whatnot stopped playing and protested and yada yada.
Yeah, Amazon, a lot of big companies have pulled it because everybody.
And Freddy's Pizza, and Freddy's apparently, Pizza. Maestro says.
Yeah.
Some small
pizza.
Like
pass,
good
wonder.
For Freddy.
Awesome.
Like, if it did pass, like, could we not just, like, how would it affect us in everyday life? Like, I know Reddit, I guess, would be a little. Not as funny because they couldn't take politician pictures or something
it.
And couldn't make memes out of them.
The
but
you would have
everything.
A government page that comes up and says, don't do that. Or,
I mean, would just things like Tumblr and Imgur couldn't exist, basically.
What about all the porn, though? Like, would that be touched? That's really what
some of the tube, like YouTube, would be. hurt really bad. Because, I mean, if there's, like, a song playing in the background on somebody's computer that's in some random person's video, that video is now.
But wouldn't it be up to, like, let's say there's, like, agents that have to, like, police this. There's only going to be, like, let's say 1,000 agents. But there's, like, so much content on the internet. Wouldn't you be able to just, like, find a new website?
But once they find it, that one is done permanently. They can shut it down.
So, all the
so they'll find it all eventually.
The funniest shit will get shut down eventually because they'll see it.
Yeah, especially the most popular stuff will be the stuff
that
that's
taken
down the
quickest.
That means
those guys would be hilarious because they see like the funniest things and then just like get rid of it for the censor. Like the censors in the new world, hilarious people.
Hilarious. Yeah, this the post-SOPA world.
Yeah. Censor. That's like that's where I'd go.
I know Firefox was developing a button on their browser that would deactivate some of the SOPA material or let you go outside the world or the realm. I don't know how they would do that legally, but they were developing something like that.
That is weird.
Interesting. Maybe it's like on their own private network or something they've set up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Slightly.
Well, I was reading an article about the Kepler telescope. I've probably mentioned it once or twice on this show, but in case you're not familiar.
A million times.
The Kepler telescope is a telescope that is searching like a fraction of the sky, and it's looking at stars, and it's basically checking for wiggles to see if there's, like, extrasolar planets around
the
stars.
Wait a minute. Did they discover the 80,000th habitable planet? Is that
well,
what we're doing?
No. Like, I actually almost did that story, but then I'm sure you're all sick of just, oh, another planet that's possibly inhabitable. I do have a story that's based on the data from the Kepler telescope, because as we hopefully know, the Kepler telescope has already mapped more than 1,200 planets in just the small area it's searching. So if we based on that sample, there's approximately 50 billion planets in this galaxy alone. Like, if those numbers are throughout the galaxy.
Wow.
And actually, it's really cool is the 50 billion planets, like, that's 50 billion planets just in the habitable zone. So it's not like saying they're all Earths or anything, but they all have the chance for life. That's a very conservative estimate because that's assuming one planet per star. And there's eight just in our solar system alone, so it's probably a lot higher about the habitable zone planets just in this galaxy alone. So if we take this information and take it further, there's 100 billion galaxies in the universe that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, I'm not even going to do the number of math, but a shit ton of possible habitable planets throughout the universe. So that's another, I'd say, nail in the coffin that there has to be life somewhere besides Earth. Yes, we haven't detected it. Yes, we haven't seen it. All that shit, blah, blah, blah. But I still think it exists out there.
I'm down. I like the theory. I like the idea. I like your math. I like everything about it, but
shit ton. Exact shit ton.
Technical terms.
I don't know. Until I see it and blah, I will enjoy reading these stories, but there comes a point where I just have to say, fuck you, scientists. Give me proof, proof, and not just numbers.
I want to see proof that there is fresh water on any of these planets.
Yeah, see, that would be
great. Show me fresh water, I will give two shits.
You'll start giving shits?
Yeah.
Water's hard to detect a little bit.
I mean, they can detect water, but it's hard to tell if it's fresh.
Yeah. Whoa, burp. But it's hard to tell if it's, like, running.
So why fresh water as opposed to salt water?
No, I mean, I guess salt water would be okay, but no.
Yeah,
there's definitely
water
bacteria.
Good,
but I mean, you know, there's like, okay, yeah, there's a pool, body of water. You know, it could be a pool of liquid arsenic or something.
Yeah, exactly. We know the moons of Pluto or the moons of Neptune or some shit are made of of diamonds.
Yeah, liquid diamond oceans.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Weird
it's out
shit.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I kind of have a fun story I was saving. It's not even fun, actually. All right, I'll bring up the phone.
Let's have a fun one, then.
Here's a fun one for
a
you, folks.
Horrible, depressing one. I have one about killing babies, but
I'll save the depressing one for
this
later.
This doesn't sound fun, but I want to say it out loud.
So, a chimp named Cheetah died at the age of 80.
Wow.
Right? I didn't know they lived that long.
Named Cheetah, huh?
Uh-huh. He was named Cheetah because he starred as Tarzan's friend in the Tarzan movies filmed between 1932 and 1934.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah. It outlived its co-stars in the movie.
That's an old monkey.
Yeah.
Wow.
80 years old.
What is it?
It's a chimp, and its name was Cheetah.
A chimp named Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of silly, but whatever.
God, the guy who I'm glad the guy who named that chimp is dead. Pardon me.
So it died of a kidney failure, too.
Drank too much?
Yeah. they gave it too much whiskey.
Yep. Drink, monkey!
The great part about this is, like, co-workers, or his, apparently, back in the day, his co-stars were talking about him throwing poo.
Gross.
And you know, fondly? Whatever, that's like...
Talking about it fondly, like, I remember the way he used to throw.
That's just what monkeys do. Just but apparently, so his handlers were talking about him, and he's like, yeah, at the age of 80, he could still fling a piece of his shit at you 30 feet away and hit you where he wanted to hit you. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is, right?
I'm impressed.
Wow.
So...
I couldn't do that now.
Chimps, smarter than we know.
Remember the story we did about the chimps that were saving the rocks?
No one can probably hear you because your mic's on the table.
They
can
hear me.
Uh-huh.
But fine, I'll tell them. But do you remember the story we did about the chimps who saved the rocks at all?
Saved the rocks.
Yeah, like, it was the way we discovered, like, another level of the intelligence with the chimps is that there's this one asshole chimp who kept throwing rocks at, like, all the viewers at the enclosure. Mm-hmm. But they realized he was, like, that much smarter when they realized he was, like, saving rocks to do it later in the day. People would come, like, during his lunchtime when, like, there was, like, no one around. He just, like, would find rocks and put them in one area, and then that was just chucking at him. And that's how they... I can't even remember the rest we did, but...
That's awesome.
He's awesome. That's that's an inspiration to chimps everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if anyone's looking for a job in this room, but I know of a good job opportunity.
Oh, God. If it's on the show, I bet it's not.
No.
What is it?
Yeah, we don't get paid.
Shark repeller tester or some shit.
No. Stephen Hawking is hiring.
An assistant?
Yes.
Really? Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Well, kind of
an
assistant.
Up our alley. You'd be lucky to have us as an assistant. That mother...
Us?
Speechless motherfucker. Yeah. Well, hang on.
Better get us.
Fuck.
Well, how do we apply?
That's the spirit. That's the kind of attitude you want to walk into the interview with. You speechless bastard. So, the esteemed Mr. Hawking posted an ad on his website for someone that is able to maintain machinery and equipment and technology. Mainly his electronic systems. His voice
synthesizer.
Yeah, voice.
Say it three times fast.
Voice synthesizer. And with no technical support or manual.
Oh.
And in the ad, they show a picture of, you know, cables and just the back of his wheelchair. And there's cables, there's electrical boxes, and all sorts of equipment hooked up. And it says, can you maintain this? If so, we want you.
Really? That's it. That's the only qualification, is being able to just keep him alive, kind of thing?
Well, the other qualifications are you have to be ready to travel, computer literate. But, yeah.
How literate? Like, my level or Maestro's level?
Are you kidding? I'm assuming above Maestro. Like, you're going to be working
with
Stephen Hawking?
There's nothing above Maestro. Wash your mouth.
I don't get me wrong. Maestro's awesome. And happy holidays.
Is there a level above you, Maestro, of computerdom?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Just, oh, yeah. I won't go into detail, but yes. Yes, there is.
Yes.
Thank you, Maestro.
Just shakes his
head. He doesn't want to bring down the wrath. Those people are...
the hackers.
Yeah, they're angry, vengeful people. Look at Anonymous and all the fucking...
all the shit they've wrought. Reeking.
Oh, they threatened... They were a big reason Sony took down their SOPA stuff. They threatened to take down the PlayStation Network again.
I see, that's what I think I read
really?
About them. Yeah.
Anonymous sent a...
That's insane.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that much power.
Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. So the job would offer $38,000 a year, or in pounds,
$25,000.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, it is whatever.
I missed it.
You can't be
$38,000 per year or £25.
Oh, whoa!
But you know, I bet pounds. You like hang out with Stephen Hawking all the time, and just everything's paid for. And
oh, you'd probably get into
in
the
limos
best
and
science
shit.
Parties.
Yeah,
and
I bet
shit.
You it's
awesome.
Annoying as fuck. What are you guys talking about, dude? Like, it sounds awesome, but I bet you it's just like, get me a chip. Get me a chip. Get me a
Not,
chip.
No.
And you don't know if he's talking or it's stuck. Like, just get me this. Get me this. Get me this. Like, over and over and over all day. I bet you the novelty after, like, a week, you'd be like... I wish you'd die already. You know, oh, like, God. It's awful.
You're basically maintaining him, though.
I know. That's,
no.
that's what I'm saying.
You can turn him off whenever you want.
No, 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 no.
Turn
just
his voice
turn off
off.
His speech.
As soon as he came back on, like, fired.
Fired.
You people have the complete wrong idea here. You're not his wet nurse and his maid and everything else. You're
so
maintaining his wheelchair, his mm-hmm. electric systems. His wheelchair not only does his voice and moving him around and whatnot, mm-hmm. but it also opens doors for him in his house, connects to the internet, all sorts of functions.
So we're like taking care of like the robotic form of him. But not the biological form.
Absolutely.
If you see him having a seizure,
you're not going to take care of it. You're going to call the nurse.
Yeah, exactly.
That also works for him.
But so
probably gets paid
why
better.
Why can't the nurse just do it? But whatever. Like, I don't want to get into it. But like, why can't the nurses do all that?
Because she's not an electronics specialist.
Yeah, she's not. They need electronics. He's
whatever. He's lost.
Okay,
whatever. You
yeah,
missed
no,
like half the story. You're trying to catch up.
I feel like there's some smart individual who can do clean shit and take care of electrical systems. I'm sorry though. You're right. You are right.
You just have to re-listen to the episode to get this story.
I am. Right? I plan on it because I can't understand heads or tails right now.
All right. What were you going to say, Dr. K? You had a question?
No, I forgot. Now.
All right, it's fine.
Moving on.
I'm sorry about that.
So I think it's time we take a little break.
Right. Is it the time already?
Yeah.
Oh,
and in between the break, we have a special holiday message from Hash Bottoms and Grundle.
Fantastic.
Oh, God. Get ready for this audience.
Oh, and I guess we'll tease some other stuff. Let me tease my story here. Where is it?
The word shit is written on the board.
Doorways.
What do you have a story about?
I have a story about doorways.
Doorways.
After the break.
Doorways. Doorways. All right. I want you two to guess right now. Pregnant woman is having strange cravings in the UK. What are the cravings?
Pickles and yogurt.
All right. Dr. K?
That's too easy, dude. If this too easy. A story, I mean, it's got to be something crazy. I'm going to go with...
I don't even know.
Something
really
out of there.
I'm going to say fish heads.
Roadkill.
That's way too crazy.
Yes.
She had cravings to eat.
Come on, Maestro. Anything. What is it?
Something weird. Salt. Like, whole thing is salt.
You already guessed. Yeah. You're guessing like three times. What's up?
Yeah. Whatever.
All right, so I'm going to stick with fish heads for you.
Okay, nice.
I'll do cheese.
I'm going to say raw
right.
meat.
After we get back with the answer.
Oh, man.
Happy holidays from Grendel. My New Year's resolution is to drink the blood of my enemies. May you all have a happy new year and watch the Doobie's Bakery.
This is Hash Bottom spending the holidays with Dr. K, Maestro, Dr. K 2.0, Mini K, and I got Dubious John and Dubious Asshole. This is Hash Bottoms wishing you a very merry Hashmas.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like lit the lighter and then it was like, I almost lit the mic actually. But that was very nice holiday greetings from Hash. Are we recording by chance? Okay, good, because you made it look like you weren't. the way you were like going, no, stop what you're saying. Whatever you're doing, stop.
That never happened.
I'd love to know no one can see you and all the bullshit you're shooting my way. Anyway, I got a comment on fucking Grundle and Hash's stuff. Grundle, have you never been on the fucking show before? He's like, watch the Dubious Bakery. It's a radio show, dude. Listen to us. You've been on the show. That's what really drives me crazy. But
that's
so
true.
Fucking behemoth Viking, so what can I say? But Hash Bottoms, Dubious Asshole. Fuck you. That's all I got to say. No one even remembers your name on the show. Fuck you. How dare you. Get off my show. Anyway.
On behalf of Dubious John, you're welcome back anytime. I like that one. That was fun.
I believe you had some results.
I do have the results from the pregnant woman's cravings. The strange cravings coming from the UK.
Oh, the one where Dr. K thought she didn't broke down.
Yeah, I remember that. Thank you, Mr. That is the one. Axel said fish heads.
I said fish heads, yes.
After a plethora of other answers.
But I think fish heads is the official answer I really want to keep.
Dr. K said roadkill.
Roadkill.
And Maestro, knowing the answer, said cheese or something. I think it was
or
cheese.
Something. Does that mean that's the answer, or he knowingly threw us off?
Hey, knowingly.
So we'll see.
Maestro was a good sport about it. So the answer is roadkill.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, shut up. Shit. Story. Like, no go way, fuck man. Yourself. No
it was way. Sitting here for a long time. You didn't.
I swear. Yeah, you guys, heard, you guys heard me think about
why
that.
Why would you
I
say
said
roadkill?
It for so long
that
time.
That's the most ridiculous
what is,
shit.
What is the most obscure thing that people never eat? And I thought about it. I was like, people eat raw everything. People eat eggs and dead and fermented everything. And I was like, roadkill. Like,
I'm sure that was the thought process. Yeah. Whatever, you're right. Good, congratulations.
Thank you.
Really, roadkill?
You're not experimental
that's
enough.
She's
food.
Like, honey, please go find some roadkill, or she just found it, or do you know the story?
Oh yeah, she's an artist / taxidermist.
Oh,
so there's opportunity.
Yeah.
Right there.
There's motive opportunity right there.
So she's so into this right now that she even has friends calling her, like, "Hey, there's a nice carcass off of Route 304." And she goes out and picks it up.
Oh, and does she prepare it? Does she just take it home and chow down like
yeah, it's just raw.
Am I imagining like a zombie movie with like entrails being strewn about and like blood everywhere? Like
yeah, she does.
Like, pregnant lady.
She doesn't even wait
it.
To get home. No. She just rips into it on the street. Like I'm not. No. I don't know if she prepares it. I'm assuming she does. It doesn't.
How fresh.
It doesn't
does
say anything like that about so eating weird. It raw. But I imagine that would
she
be.
She does
one of the
consume
top.
It though.
Yes, she does consume it. I'm assuming if she did eat it raw, that would be one of the top sellers in the story, rather than just eating roadkill.
Dude, I wonder if that kid's going to be fucked up.
I was just thinking that, too. That kid's going to be, like...
No! Why? No, no. Here's the thing.
Very
it's
inbred.
Gross because of what it is, roadkill,
mm-hmm.
depending on the freshness.
If you do it right,
I mean, it is
okay.
just meat.
People have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
It is just meat, I guess. It's like free meat on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all it really is. And it's gross because it's a runover rabbit that's been lying in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We...
Our
community deems it gross, but I guess technically it's...
It's still
technically
meat.
Technically it is, but it's not.
Especially like a deer or something. I mean, there's plenty of good meat after that thing gets hit.
In the zombie apocalypse, would you eat that?
Yes.
Well, there won't be roadkill during this.
If,
zombie
you know, the virus was not transferred.
Very good
that,
point, actually. It will not be roadkill.
You'll have to kill it yourself.
Point of order. But but in the very beginning, maybe, when I knew, like if I knew the zombie apocalypse, but no one else did, and there was roadkill.
Yep.
And it was fresh, though. Like, that's be fucking... Like, I almost want to see it happen. You know? And then I'll eat it. Like, I don't want to, like, discover it. Then I'm not really into it as much.
Yeah, I think if I hit a deer,
weird.
I would take it home.
Fucking lady.
Right? I don't want to waste it.
But here's the... Another part of the story is, she's eaten roadkill before this. Before these strange pregnant cravings.
Oh, well, that...
But she just craved it.
Yeah,
she's had it before. It's not like
changes
she had it out of
the
blue.
Whole thing up.
Fuck this lady.
That was some sort of like weird food epiphany. She sees the like run over squished grossness.
No.
Just gotta
I think
that.
You know, it happened because of the opportunity to do it as a taxidermist. She, you know, tried it one day.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a semi serial killer. Sounds like.
Okay.
She handles dead bodies a lot. She like looks at them like post death. Like,
so
plays
so
with
is
them,
every taxidermist a serial killer?
Say,
like,
by your definition, every autopsy, anybody that performs an autopsy is a serial killer.
I said semi serial killer.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, thank you.
Don't
thank
have
you for clarifying
oops.
That.
Yeah.
Has not gone to the next step yet. One day will. So, yes, all those people will.
So <It's gotta laughs> you've got Maestro and Stitches over here, but like, what the hell? So disregarding everything you just said, the best she says the best highway in the UK for roadkill
yeah
is A61. So I know we have a couple UK listeners, and even some people that have or some of our friends that came back from the UK
mm-hmm.
who might listen to the show, know where Route A61 is.
A little tip for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Check that one out.
Look for some roadkill.
Next time you're hungry. That's
so,
disturbing.
It's,
in a very awesome way, though. It's funny.
It's fun.
Oh, my.
So you had a story about doorways you teach?
Yes, doorways. Have you ever gone into a room and forgot what you went in there for, by chance? Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely.
Heard about this story.
Oh, shit. Well, then you can't say a word.
Not saying a word.
But, well, a new study from the University of Notre Dame says the door is possibly to blame
Because evidently doorways cause forgetting.
I believe dun, dun, dun. It.
You believe it?
I what? Do. I could see that.
I was
that.
Kind of shocked.
No, because when you enter a doorway, it's a new setting. You forget the setting that was behind you and adapt to your new setting. So I'm guessing something like that.
Yeah, you're actually kind of touching it, actually. When you enter or exit through a doorway, it serves as a event boundary mm-hmm. in the mind. And then it just gets, like, filed away in, like, the filing system of your memory. And so the fact that it's, like, doing that, it's, like, already, like you said, it's, like, far away. And then you go into the new room, and it's, like, a new area, and you just have a little trouble retrieving that. That's basically what's happening.
I would say the same thing with shopping lists.
Because your generation plays too many video games. Next checkpoint.
I think yeah.
Smash all the pots go back in. Smash all the pots go back in.
So who performed the study, and what are the facts here?
University of Notre Dame, mm-hmm. some professor there. That's pretty much it. Like, recalling the decision or activity that was made in a different room is difficult because we compartmentalize, like, mm-hmm. our memories. And that's basically what's happening. So if you want to remember something, just, like, stay in one room forever and ever.
That's interesting.
Well, some of the studies were cool, too. Like, because, like, they were saying, like, if you, like, learn something in an environment and then you go into that same environment somewhere else, you'll kind of recall, like, how to do the activity, you know? And so, they even had people go through just, like, a shit ton of doorways and then it still appear in, like, the same environment. And it still kind of made it harder to remember.
Oh, really?
The activity, yeah. And that's how they kind of, like, started figuring out that it was the doorway actually doing it. Like, in our mind, we actually kind of, like you said, like, it's almost like, okay, that room's gone.
Well,
back in my mind, on to the next thing.
I only thought that because if you walk into a new environment, you adjust to the new environment settings. But, as you were just saying, they introduced him to the same environment through different doorways. So that's not true at all.
Yeah.
What
no,
I was thinking.
It's just somehow.
Which is weird. So it's just the physical door that does it.
Yeah.
Odd.
Well, it's really your mind, I think, that does it.
Well, obviously.
A doorway
it triggers
powerful.
Something in your mind.
Yeah, it does. It triggers some psyche thing.
Huh. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Now you got me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
I thought you'd like it. So, especially for people who smoke, like, if you're trying to remember something, just just do it inside the room or something. Don't necessarily leave the room. Like, I'm going to go outside and do a backflip because if you go outside, you may.
The fridge is in the other room, man. That sucks. I passed through two doorways.
Well, I do a lot. Like, I really do. Like, but mine's more I feel downstairs. I think the stairs do the same doorway thing for me. Like, I go downstairs. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
What kind of doorways sense. They tested? Like, just a standard bedroom door or a big open Dutch door kind of situation where it's wider than just your standard door?
How they test it?
Yeah. I'd be interested to know the difference in the doorways.
And the different doorways?
Yeah. Then that way you can ergonomically or mentally design your house to help your memory.
If you want to get all hippie into it, like I feel like there's no difference to a doorway. Because, like, no matter what, like, it just counts as our idea of a door in our mind. You know, like, even if it's a huge door or a small door, as we enter it, it still counts as just a door.
No.
So I don't think it matters.
I disagree.
What size? Really? You think the totally. Size of the door matters?
Totally. No, so John, you think it has more to do with, like, peripheral vision?
What the fuck?
Yes. Yes, in a way I do. Like, because I remember at my old house, or at our old house, we used to have a bedroom in the back with a single door, like a bedroom door leading into it. And then in my mind at that time, it was completely separate. You know, it was its own entity. And then we ended up knocking that out and tearing down most of the wall to make it a bigger
door.
A bigger door, but it didn't have a physical door on it. It was just a big opening. But so, by all classifications, it was a doorway in the past into that room.
See, it's not. It's an opening. You just said it.
So it needs to have something I grab onto and open?
I don't know, because I feel like an open door still will do it. But yes, I think because in your mind, you know, it's not a door. It's an opening. It's all about, it's almost like saying, like, nothing else exists but this room. And then when you leave, it kind of goes in your past, and then it's like, okay, now the future's happening. But when there's just an opening, you just, more of the room exists, and it just doesn't count.
Well, Notre Dame, we need to write a letter to them, because I'm very interested.
I'm surprised you're so fascinated. There's a little bit more about the experiments, and I didn't think you'd care. So I should have researched more. Shit.
If anybody from Notre Dame is listening, maybe call the time. Bat line.
Yeah, 1-872-BATLINE. I really need to learn that number by heart because I'm looking around me for a phone that has the digits and, you know, the old style Oh, yeah. I don't.
I have no idea what the actual. I just say Batline too.
Yeah,
I have
right.
No idea.
Pain in the ass.
I have a story about pain in the ass.
So the actual number is 1-872-228-5463.
What's that number again?
Jackass. 228-5463. 1-872-228-5463.
Okay.
1-872.
Are you kidding me, Maestro? Now you're questioning
the number. I don't know. Find it on the website, goddammit.
Yeah, just call the bat line. Look, it's bat line. We know that 1-872.
1-872? I'm all confused now. Yep. Find it on the website, or I'll put it in there in the description of this episode later.
Yes, there you go. That's a good one.
I have a small topic. It's very gross, but I just want to...
Okay.
I just wanted to get to it before we did the quiz, I think, right?
Well, we even have the Basara.
Oh, I forgot about Basara.
Basara.
Let me do my... I almost don't want to do it, but now I have to. But, if you couldn't use toilet paper, what would you rather use to wipe your ass with?
Water. Bidet.
Yeah. I was going to give you options, and water wasn't one of them.
Okay.
So weird. I was going to say paper towel or Kleenex.
Oh.
The only reason I mention this is because I ran out of toilet paper for like days and I had Kleenex for like ever.
Oh my god.
And I think from now on I have a definite choice.
This is our fucking holiday episode.
But I did this over the holidays. All right?
That's
like,
what happens
when
his girlfriend leaves town.
I like it.
So I would love to know, because if you're in this predicament, what you're
rather
do.
Lives in his own filth for
like,
until she comes
really,
back.
Like Swift, though. I don't want to do a lot of time on this, but
I hope the audience
I'm just curious.
That,
yeah. I really am, because like. Anyway, I don't want to give away my answer.
Okay. I would use Kleenex. It's softer. I can imagine, unless you buy some really nice paper towels, it's going to be like sandpaper.
I'm going to go paper towels because the texture would remove it much more efficiently.
All
right. I don't think you'd have to use it enough to make it.
Maestro?
Yeah, paper towels.
Paper towels? Dubious audience, would you like to play?
I paper towels.
We got paper
towels. Paper
towels. And Steven?
And another
really?
Paper
I'm
towels.
The only one?
Wow.
After using Kleenex for a shitload of time, paper towels is definitely the answer, man. They suck. Like, you use a million of them, and it sucks. And he's right. It gets them a lot more when you use paper towels. So I would suggest keeping little paper towels in case you run out of toilet paper in the future. That's actually it. That's the whole topic.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, on that topic,
Hooray!
I have...
Yes, very. Thank you.
I will never run out of toilet paper.
Yeah,
I know.
That's really,
I know.
That's really the lesson you should learn.
I know someday I will, you know, obviously if the apocalypse happens, yada, yada. That set aside, I have a stash of toilet paper up there that I've had for years. And it's just, I bring it airsofting and it's a little toilet paper to go. And I
really?
Yeah. I bring it camping, airsofting, everything.
So you have years old toilet paper you just carry around with you at all times?
Yeah, I'm carrying it right now.
Well, I guess, okay.
What if I go
when you're on a trip, you're going to have it, though.
Yeah.
If you're on a trip.
Uh-huh.
It's good to know, actually.
Yeah.
Right out, yeah.
So, but it's always here.
I mean,
it's tucked away,
I'll
and nobody,
him.
Nobody knew going. About it until now. So.
A little in the know.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the know. Thanks. Thank you on that one.
So, now that we're done with our shit topic.
Yes.
I've talked about this many times to the bakery, and I even mentioned it once to the Facebook crowd, but for the most part, it hasn't appeared on the episodes.
With that said.
The Dark Knight Rises is the next Batman movie, and as a publicity thing for them, yeah, Bleacher Bowls, this is going to be a long explanation.
All right, we got it.
So, as a publicity stunt and a viral marketing campaign, they allow you to record your own voice using their chant that they've set up. So, what happens is they get audience members to record their chant, and they put it in the movie. Previous movies that have done this, like Tron, did it with the crowd at Comic-Con they had.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah, they appeared at the stadium scene. Yeah, you know, in the beginning when they're introducing what's his face? Yeah.
Weird.
Jinx. Don't talk. Really? We're going through Axel. Axel. It's not a podcast show if you can't talk.
That's right, so fuck you. That was really good.
Thank you.
Normal. I've gotten every jinx in like the last 10 years. Like anyone I know.
Wow.
I'm good. I've even double jinxed somebody. Wow, that's hard.
Guess what? Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
So, back to the topic at hand.
Please.
The chant is called Basara.
Basara.
And the Dubious Bakery submitted their own Basara. And in the chant, we had such guests as Dubious Axel. Dubious John, Dr. K, Maestro, Grundle, Hash Bottoms,
Mini K,
Steven
as well,
known as AKA. And yeah, so we have it available here for you now. We want you to listen.
Oh, actually,
to
I have the clip.
Yeah,
I did
for sure.
So Maestro had to listen to all that chant, like
Deshe.
Oh shit.
Basara. Deshe. Basara.
God, this is crazy.
Basara. Deshe. Basara. Deshe. Basara. 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 Deshe. Basara. Basara. Deshe. Basara. Basara. Deshe. Basara. Basara. Deshe. Deshe. Basara. Basara. Deshe. Basara.
Basara. There's John.
That's me.
Oh, is that John? I was wondering who that was.
There I was.
Dude, that's going to win.
I think
right?
so. I think we'll hear
Wait,
something.
Do you win something or you just get included? You don't really win anything.
I hope they just include all of them.
We submitted like 4 or 5. That's the best one we did.
That was the
we
best.
Recorded
that was
all
the best
of them.
One.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was the best one.
That was without their chant in the background, too. The one we submitted to them.
Oh, that's right. We're recording. They like, kind of hear their chant in the background. But
yeah, just to kind of like
that's just our
you.
Voices. It doesn't sound as cool as like
yeah,
when it sounds
exactly.
like people in the background.
Yeah, if you noticed in the beginning when you hear the long pauses between Deshi, Basara, that's when the voice in their chant is telling us what to say.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That doesn't even translate very well. Huh?
Yeah, no, it
we
really didn't. I thought about
we
that.
We should have thought this through. Oh, man. Shit. Sorry, everybody.
You can announce it as they say it right here. You want to do that?
What are you talking about? Which one are
right
do
now, Maestro could play the clip, and you could announce it. Like you
whole time. I don't know if I could do that. Like,
I don't know, man.
No. I don't know. Maybe the Dubious one if we did that.
Yeah,
one.
No,
yeah maybe later.
Are we saving that one for the end?
Maybe later. Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
I'm excited.
We recorded our own special chant that we'll save for mm-hmm. the break, or for the outro. All
right.
So, yeah, Axel, you have a game?
Yeah, I do. I have a quiz. I know, are we saving your ship?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I guess I have a rendition of the Dubious game, as we usually have. We played it like 3 or 4 times by now. I hope you guys know what it is, but if you don't, I will remind you of the rules. So, but this is where Maestro is going to come in because we're going to need some heavy editing at this point. Because what's going to happen is no, just because we're going to need some like not heavy editing, but at some point, some people are going to need to leave the room. There's going to be a lot of like pausing, and so in that sense, Maestro in the future, you're going to thank me for this. So we're going to like pause a little bit at a certain time. But what's going to happen is I'm going to ask each contestant 10 questions, just general knowledge questions, and you have to answer them. But the whole point is time, people. You're trying to go for the fastest time because the fastest time wins. You can pass on the question, but it's a 15-second penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I know the rules. I'm horrible, so prepare for panic from Dubious John.
We got to like, figure out who goes first, though, because like, I usually love making John go first. But
yeah, John can go first.
I shouldn't make him go first, because he always goes first. And I think I'm going to go second. So it's either Maestro or Dr. K is going to go first. So you despise among yourself right now.
We have a coin. Do we have a coin available?
Flip mm-hmm. one. We're going to edit some of this out so it'll be faster. It'll just be like, oh, we decided.
Find Dr. K and, oh, but we need, but, so it's you two.
Yep.
Right, yeah.
Let me see.
Because you're going second, no matter
what.
Do it,
John.
Dr. K is heads.
Sure.
Maestro is tails.
What do we got?
Tails.
Maestro.
So Maestro goes first.
You're going first. John's going second. Dr. K.
Yes.
So you two, yeah, you need to go to the soundproof other room.
All right.
As soon as possible.
See you in a minute.
And then, but yeah, we'll let you know. But you're probably going to be there a little longer because of, you know, setting shit up.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
See you in a minute.
And we're back. The other contestants are in the soundproof room right now. So I have Maestro in the game chair right now.
Hello.
How are you doing? You nervous? Going number
good.
Being number one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for you being number one, actually. All right. So as you know, it's the Dubious game. So I'm going to ask you 10 questions. You're playing for time, okay?
Okay.
So you can pass on a question. And you can get it wrong, but this is, we're trying to get as many questions right in the fastest time. All right.
Perfect.
Do you know the rules?
Yes.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Time starts now.
All right.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Name four Star Wars characters, two females, and two puppets.
Leia,
I'm so glad.
What's that chick's name? Explains the Death Star. I can't tell you. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Should you pass? What should you do? Should you just say wrong?
A pass.
All right. Solve this equation. Turn the paper over. It's 2 times 4 divided by 4 plus 1 equals what?
3.
Name one of the three musketeers.
Pass.
An acre is bigger than a square mile. True or false?
False.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know.
Oh, man, you should know that one. Name a Transformer that's not Optimus or Bumblebee.
Sidekick.
What's a name you might call an accomplished music conductor?
John Williams.
Name two cookies that aren't Oreo or chocolate chip.
Oatmeal.
And? Because two.
Oh, sugar cookie.
Name a way to kill a vampire.
With a steak? Wooden steak?
End time.
And we're back with Dubious John now in the game chair. So,
hey, folks.
You know how to play the Dubious game, I think. Just really quick. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. You're playing for speed. If you pass on a question, it's a 15-second penalty. Do you understand the rules?
Yes, I do.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Time begins now. What's the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Name four Star Wars characters, two females, and two puppets.
Ooh. Jabba the Hutt, Yoda from the originals. Two female, huh? The girl who introduces them, or Leia, and Padme.
Solve this equation. 2 times 4 divided by 4 plus 1.
3.
Name one of the three musketeers.
Porthos.
An acre is bigger than a square mile. True or false?
False.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because he ate 9.
Name a Transformer that's not Optimus or Bumblebee.
Ooh, Ratchet.
What's a name you might call an accomplished music conductor?
Maestro.
Name two cookies that aren't Oreo or and chocolate chip.
I want to say Thin Mints. Or, yeah.
Two. Name two.
Two. Graham cracker and chocolate.
Name a way to kill a vampire.
Steak to the heart.
Stop time. And we're back. We're here with Dr. K now. He's in the hot seat. So we're going to play the Dubious game.
All right.
You know how to play, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you 10 questions. You're playing for speed. You can pass on the question, but it's a 15-second penalty.
Sure.
Do you understand?
Can I have a timer or something?
We got all that
okay.
going. So, do you understand the rules?
Sure.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Let's record. What's the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Name four Star Wars characters, two females, two puppets.
Pass.
Solve this equation. 2 times 4 divided by 4 plus 1.
2 times 4 divided by 5.
Name one of the three musketeers.
That's three. Damn it. One of the four musketeers? There's three musketeers.
An acre is bigger than a square mile. True or false?
An acre is bigger than a square mile. True or false?
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7 ate 9.
Name a Transformer that's not Optimus or Bumblebee.
Starscream.
What's a name you might call an accomplished music conductor?
Maestro.
Name two cookies that aren't Oreo and chocolate chip.
Oatmeal raisin.
Name a way to kill a vampire.
Steak through the heart.
Stop time. And we're back.
Yeah, we had to figure some stuff out.
We had to like hash out the fucking rules of the game. Still, there's so much debate over these 10 questions every time. Like, that's why it's so hard to do this.
And yet to come in this debate is the bogus answer clause that we have to develop.
Yes, because it came out in this last debate that like, if you pass, you have a 15-second penalty, but if you make a wrong answer, there's no penalty. So in theory, you could just do all wrong answers.
We should just say the primary objective is the most correct answers. If someone gets more correct answers than you, then by default.
So you're going for most.
So it's for sport. So it's really for most. But I want the whole point is speed because I want them to be off because they're easy. Right. If you took your time, you'd all get 10. The whole point is you're going fast and you can't think that fast.
Okay.
That's part of like the all over the game, I think.
So what we figured out about Dr. K's game was a few questions are in dispute.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah,
guys.
Like as you hear, he said three. I know he said five for his answer for question three.
Yeah, being panicked and in a rush does make it harder.
I know. Well, basically, what we need to dispute. Like, I want to figure this out really quick. Are we millionaire? Do we have a final answer? Or at any point in the game of 1 to 10, can you say the right answer and it counts? Because you thought of it later or something stupid. Like, didn't you think of almost something later too, but you didn't say it?
Probably. Sure.
And so, like, in theory, you could do that.
Yeah.
Is that good? Is that bad? Thoughts, maestro.
Your final answer is probably just your answer. Because you want to be based on speed, so.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to concur with maestro.
All right, then. You
the
got it wrong.
The first one's the one you go with. I know, I got it
You
wrong.
Got that one wrong.
So I said, fuck, it's three. I assumed it was wrong.
And what do we do in case of a host error? Because I guess on Dr. Case as well, on the name two cookie question, the crucial question, I guess he only named one kind of cookie, and I counted it as two. I guess he said, what did you say?
Oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal raisin. And I think I went oatmeal cookie, raisin cookie, and passed. I don't know what a raisin cookie is, but I think I bet you someone makes it somewhere.
It's like a chocolate chip, but with raisins.
It's a sugar cookie with a bunch of raisins on top. Like, technically, I'm sure there's a fucking squid cookie. It counts. It counts.
So I could.
I mean,
that'd
be
like
a debate if you said it.
Squid and beef.
beef cookie.
Squid and beef cookies.
All right. So the winner is.
That sounds like
drum roll, maestro. Please, okay. Drum roll. Oh my God, do you actually have one? You don't know.
I don't think so.
All right, with the sound of his unknown, I'm going to say that Dr. John. Wait, oh, I'm sorry.
Dr. John.
I was looking at John.
Hey, that sounds good.
I was looking at John and seeing, like, okay, because usually Dr. K wins. But Dubious John has actually won a game for one.
I know, right?
I'm impressed. Like, usually he says he blows at the game. He always does last. And he did first. It was great. Do you have anything to say about it?
Prolific words.
Any advice for
I'd like to thank my fans, all the screaming masses.
Any advice like how to answer the questions faster? Like obviously Dr. K he failed right in the crucial time.
Yeah, you know, it just took experience. That's all it took. I've been in that hot seat many times and I suck in that hot seat. But this time I've had enough beers that I could deal with it. That's my secret, I guess, beer. Good luck, folks.
Yeah, get drunk first.
I hate to say it, but like, I think going first, too, you're like a little bit of a disadvantage because of just a bunch of factors. Like, just going first, and then you're like a little more nervous. And like, me, too, like, because I'm like saying it for the first time, so maybe I won't say it as clearly. And so, like, by the third guy, I say it like more clearly, so like, he's going to hear, you know, better.
See,
it's
that's
almost better to go last. You know what I mean? Like, you got to really think about it.
Well, that's host error. As well, you need to practice these questions.
Yeah, like, so that's back to host error. So, like, in that little raisin oatmeal thing, like, would we give him seconds because I errored him? Or what would we do? Don't think too long on this.
Yeah,
I don't want to give him seconds because then it might take your victory away.
I think he should get it and give him seconds. Like, we should assume he got the point, but we should give him seconds as well.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
For how long it would take to say the other one.
Because you, as a host, failed. But how can we penalize
fuck you,
him
Axel.
Without, you know, it's a give and take.
Job, let's make this the rules, to catch me when I do it. You have to catch me when I do that shit. It's not
no,
my,
because
not my
then the time is messed up.
Really,
the time
it's
is
your money
up.
On the stake. I'm just the host. I don't give a
the
shit
the contestant
about you.
Is playing the game as much as you are, sir.
I'm on your team. No, I tell that to my show. Like, look, I'm on your team. Like, I'm trying to get on all you guys' team when I play with you guys.
You failed with Dr. K. You're
God damn it,
shitty
Axel. Teammate
point with Dr.
That, yeah,
K.
Whatever. I'm the reason you lost. All right. Sorry.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that was a great holiday episode. I'm glad.
Yes, that was a nice thing episode. Way. As always, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to Dubious Bakery. If this is the first time you listen, please listen more. Go to our podcast archive at thedubiousbakery.com and listen to episodes 1 through 58.
Yeah. And as usual, you can find us on, 1 through 59, because this will be 59.
Well, I guess I was assuming they listened to it.
Ah, Roger, yeah. Of course, yeah. So.
Thank you.
Pretty much. So as usual, you can find us on Facebook and iTunes. And Dr. K, do you have any words to say?
No. Happy holidays, everybody.
Nice.
I love it.
And we do have a special Dubious Bakery themed Basara coming up for you, so here it is.
Dubious.
Dubious.
Bakery.
Bakery.
Dubious.
Dubious.
Bakery.
Bakery.
Dubious.
Dubious.
Bakery.
Bakery.
Dubious.
Dubious.
Bakery.
Bakery.
Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. Dubious. Bakery. Bakery. Dubious. 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 Dubious.
Bakery.
Bakery.
Yeah.
And as always, smoke 'em if you got 'em.